Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's August 22nd, and only one of your hosts is here this morning because Mia, she wasn't showing up till 10, and it was time to get the show started, but then I got worried because she's always here on time. So I called her, she didn't answer, and I texted her and she didn't answer, and I got really worried because it's very unusual. And so then a couple of minutes later, I get a call back from Mia, and she says the alarm clock didn't go off. So she'll be joining us. I mean, believe it or not, she's going to speed down here and be with us probably for the second half of the show. But I do have a very special guest in the studio that I've met some time ago, and I invited her into the show. And her name is Stephanie. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, I'm doing great. So I just wanted to announce we're going to have a musical guest in about 10 minutes or so. His name is Grayson Hugh, and I don't know if you know him. You're pretty young, but even people my generation don't really remember it because he wasn't that big, you know, not like a Michael Jackson or anything. But at the same time, he had such a couple of such great songs that I remember them the other day, and I started playing and I thought, you know, it would be nice to invite him on the show. So he was kind enough to call us in, and he will do it. So if you don't mind, let me play a little bit of the song, Stephanie, just so we know what we're talking about and the listeners can listen, and then we'll get to you and talk all about you.
Sounds good.
All right.
Walks out that door, two by two.
Okay, well, we can't listen to the whole thing because the song's kind of long. But you get the idea here. Did you like it?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really smooth.
It's different, you know. It's rhythm and blues. It's a white guy singing. He's got the black guys in the background. And it's a great video, too. You guys should check it out. It's called Talk It Over, Grayson Hugh. And this song is back from 1988, believe it or not. That's some time ago. I know I'm always dating myself, but what the hell can I say, you know? That's just the situation, and that's where I'm at. So Grayson is going to call us in a few minutes. And so now we're going to talk to Stephanie. So you live out here in the Valley.
I do.
Right? Were you born here?
I was born in the Midwest.
Oh, really?
In Illinois.
Oh, Illinois?
Right, really close to St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So it's not close to Chicago at all, right?
About 5 hours south.
Yeah, that's not very close. Yeah.
No.
Mia is from Chicago, so the Illinois thing, I can get it, you know. Are you like into the sports?
Well, I was into baseball whenever we lived there, and I worked at the stadium for 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yep, got to hold the World Series trophy a couple times.
Wow.
That was nice, yes.
What did you do there? What was the design position?
Well, I just worked down at the
designated
field level,
uh-huh,
and I was a server, and it was a lot of fun.
Really?
Yep, got to throw peanuts at people and yell at people. It was awesome. It was great.
Yeah. That's what, Soldier Field?
Bush Stadium.
Oh, Bush Stadium.
Bush Stadium.
Okay. Where's Soldier Field? I thought... Oh, I think that's the Chicago Cubs, isn't it?
Not Cubs. That's Wrigley Field.
Okay, right.
That's going to be probably football.
Football, right. Yeah. The Chicago Bears. There you go. Okay. Well, what do I know? But... at least I know the name of the field. What the hell,
exactly.
You know? So was it like a small town that you grew up in?
Yeah, it was a small town with a big town close by, but St. Louis is pretty small.
Right.
I grew up in a town about maybe 30,000.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, went to high school with five, graduated with 500.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
So. That's not many people, huh?
No, it's not. It's not a lot.
So did you have a nice childhood there? I mean, did you enjoy it?
I did. It was great.
Yeah.
Growing up in, it was great. Now it's reality in LA.
Yeah, there you go.
All the people.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I'm the oldest. Mm-hmm. I've got a younger brother who's in the Navy.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've got a younger sister who is a photographer in St.
Wow,
Louis.
Wow, so. Amazing. Well, we'll get back to that. We have a guest calling now. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Sam, this is Grayson calling. How you doing?
Yes, Grayson. Grayson, you. Thank you so much for calling us. I just played your song, Talk It Over, for people who are not familiar with it. And, I thank you so much for calling. I see that you've done quite a bit since then. This was back in the 1980s, right?
That's right. The last, they told, RCA said that Blind to Reason, the album that song is from, was one of the last records they made on vinyl and cassette and CD.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So at what point did they stop making vinyl? Was that like in the 90s, would you say?
I think it was shortly after that. And, you know, I don't have any vinyl left. My wife actually has some of her old records from when she was a kid. And, you know, but that was a ways back.
Yeah. Now, how would you describe your music? Because to me, it feels like R&B, but then you have different kinds of songs, too. Not all of them sound like Talk It Over. How would you describe your style of music?
You know, people ask me this all the time, Sam, and I really always draw a blank. What style of music?
Yeah.
I play a lot of different styles.
Right.
I draw from my experience. I did play in a black gospel church as a teenager for a couple of years. I also studied jazz with some pretty well-known composers and pianists. Mm. I love bluegrass. I love African drumming. I love country, old-time country.
Wow.
You know, rock and roll. I mean, really. An American record that I released in 2010,
uh-huh,
co-produced by my wife, Polly Messer, who's also my harmony singer, has a little bit of everything.
Oh,
so
wow.
If people want to hear a little of all different styles, you know, songs I've wrote, they can check out An American Record.
American Record is the name of it? An American Record?
That's right. And okay. It's on iTunes, also on my website, graciousyou.net.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, and I'm working on a new record, and who knows what that'll be. I am kind of centering in on the soul music again.
So, yes. So I can see where you got that influence, because you said you sang in the black church and the choir and all that stuff.
I didn't sing. I actually was the pianist.
Oh, you were the pianist. Okay.
Yeah.
So were you always singing, though, in your life? Since
I was
age?
Probably much to the annoyance of my parents and neighbors. I was always singing loudly and with my brothers and... loved the. I think the first record I bought was Ray Charles' "What I'd Say" for my birthday,
wow.
And was always attracted to, you know, the rhythm of black music.
Right, and you did an amazing job. I mean, the video that went with it, that was back when they were still making nice music videos, you know. And
they spent a lot of money too.
Yes.
When they spent a lot of money.
They did. I mean, especially your video there on "Talk It Over." It's like it's just a very clever video. You know, I mean, people coming out of suitcases and going back into suitcases. And
thank you. It's fun doing that. I had to actually leave my tour in Tennessee and fly over to England to make that, because the director I picked was a guy in London.
Mm.
So
yeah,
that was a lot of fun making that.
I'm sure. Now, I got to tell you, because this is unique how I found out about the song. Because, you know, usually you'll hear something on the radio and you go, wow, this is cool. Let me go buy the record. In this case, back then, we were still going to movie theaters, you know, whereas now barely anybody goes to the theater. But and they played this video before the movie started.
That's right. I remember they did that.
Yeah, and that was very unusual, because I don't remember anybody marketing music videos like that. And
that was a thing that RCA did, and that was a lot of very good publicity for me and the record, and that helped turn it gold, I think, first in Australia and then in the States.
That
was really a lot of fun. I remember seeing that once myself at a movie and being shocked.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And it's nice, because the video is like on full big screen and everything.
Right.
And you just come across as like, I don't know, you come across as a cool guy in the video, you know, and it's
thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit. I mean, I'm sure you've done a lot of music you're proud of following that song and following that album. You also had Bring It All Back. That one made it pretty big too, right?
Yes, that was another hit for me. That was the third video. Talk It Over was the second video. The first single was a song of mine called Tears of Love, which we made a video for in Big Sur, California.
Oh.
One of my favorite places. If you ever get a chance to check it out on YouTube, Tears of Love. It's a lot of beautiful scenery.
Tears of Love. Okay, well, we'll maybe play a little bit of it. Tears of Love, right? Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll find it. We'll play it a little bit after the interview. And what part of the country are you in? Where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from my home state of Connecticut.
I'm
back here since 5 years ago. I married my former backup singer and old friend, Polly Messer, and she lives in Danbury, Connecticut. So I moved from Cape Cod 5 years ago to Danbury. And I should also add, you asked me the record I did after Blind Reason was in 1992 called Road to Freedom, Sam.
Uh-huh.
And that was very acclaimed critically, but MCA kind of dropped the ball on that. But unfortunately, the guy that had signed me to MCA was fired, so all of his acts were dropped. So I had a few years of looking for another record label.
Yeah.
But on Road to Freedom, this is where director Ridley Scott called my managers up and said he wanted to use some of my songs for his movie Thelma and Louise.
Oh, wow.
So that was a good opportunity, and used two of my songs.
Very nice.
And also Fried Green Tomatoes, that's me at the very end of the film.
Oh, really?
doing my arrangement of a Bob Dylan song. Reaching back to my gospel.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And, you know, I was looking on Facebook, and you're sitting in front of this lake. Is that where you live?
On Facebook. That was just a couple days ago. I went up with my brother to a place called Lake Winnipesaukee. If you ever saw the movie What About Bob?
Yes.
Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. It was right. filmed on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh, wow. It's beautiful there. I thought, wow, if this is his front yard, I love that.
I wish that was my front yard.
Wow. And I got to tell you also, you have a very distinct voice. You know, I love your voice. And
right. and it's Well, my dad was in radio, so maybe I inherited my radio voice. We're Welsh, so, you know, us Welshmen have meant to have deep voices, you know.
Right. But, you know, your singing voice is definitely distinct. I mean, it's recognizable right away. And this is amazing. So you've been writing all your music, right? Lyrics and music?
Yes,
and
since I was about 13 writing, I figured out you could add music to poems, and boom, there's a song.
Yeah, that's true.
A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, that was like, okay, I know what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Right. There you go. Wow. And you're very fortunate, you know, to be able to, and courageous, you know, to be, I always admire musicians that can stick it out, you know, despite all the rejection and the competition and everything. And you keep going because that's what you love to do. And you
I'm like Willie Nelson or B.B. King, you know, you just, not that I'm, they got it about 20 years on me, but I mean, you know, I just plan to keep doing this until I drop, because really, this is what I love to do, Sam, is to bring back the beautiful world, you know, and in terms of nature and love, and, you know, just translate that into songs and perform them. I love to perform live, so that's really what I'm, my wife and I have been doing a duo show of my music all over the world. And,
nice.
Enjoy doing that too.
Yeah, so do you still tour now?
Yeah, well, we were in Europe last year. We went to Poland. I'm doing a lot of theaters, going down to the Lyric Theater in October, a beautiful theater in near West Palm Beach, the Norwood Theater in Massachusetts. It's all on my website, but any place that has a grand piano.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you love the piano.
That's my instrument.
Wow.
And do things on a real piano that you just can't do on a synthesizer. And it's, you can use it like a drum, like a guitar. You know, it's just I love it. That's my instrument.
Amazing. So tell people where they can find you, your website, and let's let people come and see what you're up to.
The website is graysonhugh.net. That's G-R-A-Y-S-O-N. H-U-G-H, no E-S.
Right. You. That's
and,
right.
And I'm all over, you know, in terms of my music on iTunes, Amazon, a friendly retail outlet near you. But on my website, they can find me and all my shows and information, videos, et cetera, and also on Facebook.
That's right.
So
and
I
you were...
have a page on the movie page, IDMB.
Right.
You know, there's all kinds of social media that we have to learn about and get stuff put up there.
Sure. And you were kind enough to let me friend you on Facebook, and you agreed to come on the show. And I'm forever grateful to you because, I'm a big
fan.
Thanks
for asking me.
Yeah, for sure. And your music has really made my life a little better. And I listen to it like you see. I mean, I'm still listening to your older music, but I'm definitely going to pursue some of the newer stuff as well. To see what you've been doing since then.
So, excellent, and I'm glad. Thanks for asking me, and it's really been a pleasure talking with you.
Of course, absolutely, and we'll play Tears of Love also to see some of the later stuff as well.
Great.
So thank you, Grayson. All the best to you and to your wife as well, and
thank you, sir.
Keep going with the great music.
I will. Nice talking with you.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Wow, that was cool. You know, I sometimes get these musicians, you know, and I had Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles, and she also called in. You got to go after them, you know, because many of them love to be on the radio, and they love the recognition and stuff, and I think it was fun. And let's see if I can find this other song real quick. Let's see, Tears of Love, Grayson Hugh. Let's see if we can find that here. Tears of Love. Okay, let's see. We'll just play a couple of lines from there.
Talking back and feels. No, 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 no,
warming much too soon.
I love it.
Now maybe I'm just
okay, well, we're not going to play the whole thing because we got to get to Stephanie, folks. She made it all the way here. And so, well, we'll go back to that. But let's explain to people what you do. You're a trainer, right? A personal trainer?
I'm a trainer. I'm a group fitness enthusiast.
Okay.
My weapon of choice is a kettlebell.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with a kettlebell?
No.
Okay, so it's a cast iron ball with a handle.
Okay.
Similar to a dumbbell.
Right.
But the first four letters of dumbbell are.
I see. Okay. Okay. So this was a cowbell.
Kettlebell.
Okay.
K-E-T-T-L-E-B-L.
Oh, kettlebell. Okay, okay. Gotcha.
So kettlebell. It's a very old tool. It's an old Russian tool. It's actually in the Russian dictionary in 1704.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
It's ergonomic compared to the dumbbell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I use it. It's not going to tax on things that it shouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So this is like an ancient thing. Was it always used for exercise?
It was actually first used to as anchors.
Oh, okay.
For a boat. So they, instead of getting one huge anchor, they would get a bunch of these little mini anchors.
I see.
And they can wrap it around, and then they just throw it over the boat, and then the people on the boat actually started juggling them.
Uh-huh.
And they became in really great shape and really athletic. And they started, you know, basically making money juggling them. And then found out that you can become ridiculously strong from certain movements with kettlebell.
How can you juggle something like that? They must be pretty heavy, right?
They're heavy, but you just learn the mechanics of it. It's all in the hips.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of swinging motion.
Yeah.
So whenever you swing it forward, you resist your back and your stomach.
Oh.
So you're swinging it. And then whenever you push it through your legs,
right,
you're doing the opposite. So you're getting the front, the back, and your heart, which is the most important cardio.
Right. Wow, that's pretty interesting. I've never seen that before. So how did you get into that? How did you discover it?
Well, I was pretty lucky. Mm-hmm. I was working out at a Krav Maga studio in St. Louis.
Right.
And they...
Which is the Israeli martial arts.
Yes, Israeli martial arts. And
so you were studying that, huh?
Yes.
I gotta look out when I'm near you there, so you don't attack. Yeah.
Got your eyes out.
Yeah, I know.
So they just started offering it. The one of my fitness mentor, Mike Diamond, he showed me, you know, kettlebell and basically made me a trainer with it. I lost 2.5 inches within 5 weeks, and I was hooked.
You mean hooked from the waist?
From the waist.
Uh-huh.
So my jeans did not fit anymore, which is
a
really good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I did it.
Uh-huh.
I went from a 6 to a 0 in 5 weeks.
Wow. Just from this workout?
From this workout.
And probably eating right as well, right?
At that time I was eating all right. I wasn't 100% eating good, but diet is a huge part of it.
Right. Wow. How do you do that? I mean, how do you go from size 6 to size 0?
Well, it's the way you train with the kettlebell, you do, the way I train with it, it's called Tabata training.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off for 4 minutes. So that's 8 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like turning your car on and then turning it off.
I see.
Turning it on instead of putting it in neutral, which would save energy.
Right.
You're getting the most energy, most bang for your buck. So whenever you do that type of training, your metabolism is going to go up and down, up and down. And you're actually going to be burning more calories faster.
Wow.
And you're going to get what's called the afterburn effect.
Mm.
So for the next 36 hours, you're still going to be burning calories like you were working out.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Very interesting. So you've been doing this for how many years now?
I'm going on 6 years.
Really?
6.5, 7, you know, I mean, after a certain point.
Yeah. And you've stayed in great shape, obviously, you know, I mean, and so you keep doing this, right? Do you work out every day?
I don't work out every day. I also do yoga and Pilates on days off.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I do kettlebell training, I do it about 30 minutes, 2-3 times a week. That's it.
Really?
That's also the beauty of it.
Wow.
It's 30 minutes, 2-3 times a week.
So it's hard work, but you can do it in a short period of time.
It's effective and efficient.
Wow.
That's why I guess it started in Russia.
Yeah. That's true, huh? Yeah. So let's go back to, back in St. Louis, you learned all this and stuff? And,
yes.
So what made you decide to move to L.A.? What happened?
Well, one, the weather.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of mecca for fitness.
Yeah. Oh, so you got into fitness early on, even before you moved here.
Yes. I was a trainer before I moved here.
Oh, really?
And I had to start all over.
Oh, Mia's here. Wow. Welcome to the show, Mia. Meet our guest, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you? Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Mia. I already let everybody know that your alarm clock didn't go off.
Legit. All right, mic check. 1, 2. Oh, great. Okay, y'all can hear me. I have literally had this alarm clock since probably, like, I don't know, I want to say, like, sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
Like it's maybe, I don't know, maybe I was even younger, but my aunt bought it for me. And instead of making these, like, horrid, like, loud beeping sounds, they're different, like, bird sounds, like a rooster and, like, seagulls and, like,
those.
A rainforest option, like, and it's so cute, and I love it, because it's a nice way to wake up instead of, like, the harsh, you know, the really harsh tones, so, yeah, but, I mean, the light was on as if, like, I had set it, you know, because when you switch it, a light comes on, so it's an alarm, and the light was on, but it never went off.
Oh, wow.
So I think
that's so funny,
I think it finally bit the dust. I'm really sad.
Yeah, but you made it here pretty quick. I mean, what, 30 minutes or so?
That's
not bad.
Yeah,
I mean, because you still had to get ready and everything, right?
I don't know if you consider this looking like I got ready, but very, very quickly threw on some clothing and, you know, looked in the mirror for about a half a second, made a face, and then just ran out.
Yeah, I was really worried because it's so unlike you, you know, and when it,
exactly.
I was telling Stephanie at 5 till, I said, something's going on, maybe she can't find parking. And then at 10 o'clock, I thought, maybe something happened to her. She's not even answering her phone.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I got really worried.
And I woke
up
and I'm thinking, what's going on? My phone was ringing and I looked, missed call. I looked at my clock and I was like, why? No. Like, I don't know.
I know. It's like such a sinking feeling when you're like late.
Yes, it is. I could not even believe it. I'm thinking 10 because sometimes what my alarm clock would do, and it wasn't doing it much anymore. But when I would set it, like a week or two would go by, and it would go 10 minutes, like, faster, you know what I mean? So as if it was, like, 9:50 at that point.
Right.
And I thought, oh, okay, and then I looked at my phone, because sometimes it would do that. You know, it would just, I mean, thank God it would go, like, ahead and not, like, the other way, because then I would always be late.
Right.
I think it's finally time for a new alarm clock. I'm really sad.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well, I had a great waking up this morning. At about 10 minutes before I was supposed to wake up, suddenly the fire alarm started going off in the building.
What?
And it's like really, really loud, you know, it's like high-pitched sound.
Oh.
And I didn't even bother getting up because every once in a while somebody pulls the thing or something and it starts going off.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to wait for the fire department to come and turn it off, and I'm like, oh my God, now. And like, where are you going to go, you know? The only way you can go is to go outside the building and then just wait because it's so loud.
Right. Yeah.
But I pulled the blanket over myself. I slept the additional 10 minutes. And I said, fuck this, you know. I mean,
you would.
You know, yeah,
Sam,
I would.
You would. Yeah, that doesn't shock me at all.
But what a way to wake up in the morning, man. That's an alarm clock for you. Bless you.
Goodness, now I'm sneezing. I am so sorry, people.
Anyway, Mia, so this is Stephanie, and Stephanie is a trainer, and we've been talking about exercise and how she went from size 6 to size 0 in 6 weeks, did you say?
Well, 5 weeks. Technically,
but
we'll say 6.
Dang.
Yeah.
You believe that? How did you do that?
She was telling us all about it. You'll have to listen again.
Yeah.
But it's called kettlebell, right?
Yes.
And have you heard of
that? I have a kettlebell. I love kettlebell workouts.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, that's how she did it.
Those Turkish get-ups will get you.
Yes, they will.
It's awesome. Oh,
that's funny. Yeah.
All right, all right. Yeah. Continue. Sorry. Yeah.
So, no, that's okay. So we were just at the point where she was moving to California. So you were into fitness already, and you decided this is the fitness mecca, like you said.
Yeah.
And the weather and stuff.
Yeah, and the weather. I mean, I do boot camp outside. So if I'm outside and it's, you know, 3 or 4 inches of snow, I can't do boot camp outside.
Do it, right.
Here I can do it year round.
That's
so
true.
it was starting to get to a point where I couldn't be a full time.
I see. Okay. But you were already a trainer back there?
I was already a trainer there. I actually came out to California and did some certifications and training and things like that. But yeah, I trained there and then just got up and moved.
Wow.
A couple of years ago.
Wow. Did you know anybody here before you moved?
A handful of people, but not really. No.
No. So you moved here. You didn't really know anyone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty brave. A lot of people do that, huh? Mm-hmm. Like you.
Yeah. I did that. Yeah. I didn't know.
She's from
anybody.
Illinois, by the way. Not in Chicago, but
no
Illinois.
Way.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Oh, nice. Well,
it's funny. I'm from Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri. You
Illinois
know.
Side. Illinois side.
Awesome. Yeah, I grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not too far, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all relative. From here, it doesn't seem far, but 5 hours is pretty far.
It's like to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you also missed the interview with Grayson Hugh, who's one of my favorite musicians.
Oh, that's right. And, I'm excited about that.
But that's
yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I was very excited about it. We played the music and stuff, so it was nice, and he was very kind to come on the show.
Aww.
So, but yeah, so back to Stephanie. And so how can people find out, how can they get the training that you provide? I mean, can you train someone to go from size 6 to size 0?
That's my specialty.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Rapid
fat. I can see every listener calling you now and yeah. wanting to do this. I mean, this sounds almost unbelievable.
Really, most of my testimonials are people around 40 to 50 that say they're in better shape than they were in high school.
Really?
I'm not joking.
Wow.
Kettlebell, it's the way we, you know, train people with it. It's the best for your body. I can honestly say that. I've been doing it long enough. I've seen the results. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it works on many parts of the body at once.
Head to toe.
Wow.
Head to toe and heart, starting with your heart. That's the most important, because if you don't do cardio, you're not going to lose weight.
Right.
Everybody always says, oh, I want to lose this, the wing for the ladies. Hey, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, I can't, you know, you can lose that, definitely, but you're going to have to, you know, do some cardio.
Right.
And with the cardio and the strength training combined, it's a deadly combination.
Right.
It's really...
So you definitely cannot lose weight without cardio, right?
No.
That's what you're saying.
No.
Yeah. Unless you stop eating.
Well, yeah. And then some things different are going to happen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Then you
that.
Become skinny fat.
Yeah, skinny fat.
Basically.
Fats.
It's
really?
Well, you're... Like, on, like, the outside, you appear to look skinny, but you have no, like...
Tone,
like muscle tone,
right.
Like there's nothing to you. You're
like
just,
you might fall over.
And then they're usually then like if you ever see girls that are like really skinny and then they but they still have like really bad like cellulite and
right.
stuff like that. Like that's what
that
skinny
what
fat
is.
Yeah, because they have no muscle and all it
right.
is just their fat and their bone.
Wow.
Essentially, and we call it skinny fat.
Wow.
It's a real thing.
It's a real
crazy,
thing.
Yeah. So to be a trainer, you have to go through training and everything, certification.
You do. Most people do. I'm not really big on certifications because you can go online, type in a couple of things, and get a certification, and you're there. The type of training that I do, you actually have to be able to do it yourself properly before you can actually have someone even do it. Because how could I have someone do a push-up if I can't do one myself?
That's true.
And you'll go to the gym and you'll see people and their trainers. And sometimes the people getting trained are in better shape than the trainers.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's true.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty
cool.
So
I kind of, I won't have anybody do anything. I'm not going to train somebody and not myself actually have done it before.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so do you train people privately or in groups more?
I do both.
You do both. You mentioned the boot camp and everything.
I do boot camp. I teach at a few places throughout LA. I teach 10 group classes per week for 3 different places. And I also have my own boot camp. and I do in-home training.
Oh,
that's
nice.
It's nice. You know, a lot of people like to work out in the privacy of their own home.
Right.
So I'll just go over, you know, go over to their house, bring everything, and...
Yeah. Cool. And how do people find out about you from the clubs you work at, right? From the...
Well, I have a website.
Right. What is the website?
It's KokomoKettlebell.com.
Okay.
K-O-K-O-M-O. Kettlebell, KettleBell.com.
Okay.
It's long.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Kokomo, that's a place where? In Florida or something?
It's a place. Actually, there's a Kokomo, Indiana.
But oh, okay.
We just thought like Kokomo, kettlebell, Jamba Juice, you know,
that's
kind of
true.
Fun, like less intimidating instead of like strength, kettlebell,
right.
Hardcore.
Okay.
Because
mm-hmm.
I
Makes sense.
Train 8 to 85. So,
really? Wow.
Yes. Yes.
So you get young people too coming.
I get young people too.
Wow.
They don't really do as much strength training, but more body right. weight exercises and.
Mm-hmm. Now, nice. what weight of kettlebell would you recommend for somebody like myself? I have a 5 pounder.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Just okay.
It's just a little
probably
one.
Probably have earrings that weigh more than 5 pounds, and you can weigh them right there. Okay. So for you, I would recommend 15 to 20. I started out with 20, and it was really hard, but it was worth it after a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you get over the 15 really quick, so it's like, I just start with the 20. Men usually start with 30 to 36.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, twice a week, 30 minutes, and then
really?
You move on. Wow. Me personally, right now, I have one that weighs 106 pounds.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't do it every day, but once a week, maybe I'll do 100 swings. Or 100 deadlifts, and that's my workout for 3 days.
Wow.
The more technical you get with it, the heavier you go, and the more advanced you get, and the stronger you get.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It creates this dense muscle, not like bodybuilder muscle. Bodybuilders, they're like, I'm going to do arms today.
Right.
Okay, do arms. Look at their legs.
Right.
They're only doing arms.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you
the
can
kettlebell,
tell, huh?
Yeah, the kettlebell builds a muscle from the within, and then, so it's really, really dense and thick.
I see. Okay. So there's like a whole thing of people doing kettlebells and stuff like that?
It's a
like,
whole underground world.
Is it? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's growing and growing and growing.
Yeah.
I actually work at a CrossFit in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to bring up CrossFit because my son goes there and he swears by it.
Which
you know?
One?
Where is it? I don't know.
Somewhere.
On the other side of the valley.
Okay.
Yeah. I think... maybe Granada Hills or something,
okay.
something like that. But, I mean, that's grueling workout. I mean, there's, you know, so I would imagine what you do is pretty similar probably, huh?
Well, that's the type of training
effort.
I do.
Right.
Actually, at the CrossFit in Sherman Oaks, Dark Horse, I do a stretching there.
Mm.
So I'm like their stretching coach.
I see.
So I go in there twice a week and stretch them out, kind of counterbalance
right.
what they're doing.
Do you ever do CrossFit at all?
I do. I do it. I'll do it before my class or after my class. I try to do it at least once a week. It's a great workout.
So what exactly is CrossFit? I mean, there's one right down the street from me. I see them like sometimes taking it all the way around the block.
Yeah.
Like they're like running or holding like weight balls
it's
or
hard.
Something. What exactly is it?
Well, it's cross training, and they use a lot of different. They'll either do it on time. You'll do it in a group activity. But they'll say, okay, well, we're going to do an 8-minute round. And they're going to say, you're going to do 6 burpees or 6 push-ups.
Right.
And then you run 100 meters and get back. And you have 1 minute to do that. And then, so that takes about 30 seconds. So you'll say, okay, so the rest of the minute's yours. You get to rest. And then you'll do it another 8 times. So that, you know, they'll do like set up little circuits or, you know, you'll have to do 50 things, and 10 of them are push-ups, 10 of them are squats, 10 of them are you get a ball and you throw it up against the wall. It's just and sometimes you have to run. It's just cross training in a group, so it's a lot of fun,
right?
And people there like support you and you know cheer you on. It's
right.
nice. It's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. People get addicted to it.
Yeah because they're like a little community. Like
it's a community.
I'll see them all out at like a restaurant nearby where I live, and they'll all be having their shirts on, and they'll all be, you know, eating and drinking, and I'm like, okay.
So it's nice.
That's something good to be addicted to, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
My son, I think, pushes himself too much sometimes, and I tell him, you know,
probably.
You're going to injure yourself, you know? And it's he swears by it, and he lost a lot of weight. He looks really good now, very toned, very muscular. And so I think that's part of the addiction to it also,
is
the results mm-hmm. that you get from it. You know?
It's hard work, but it pays off.
Yeah, it really does. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it changed his life completely. He's so self-confident now.
Exactly. It kind of empowers you, not just like looks-wise. That's nothing.
Right.
What it does to your brain, it makes you so smart.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It makes you so
alert.
You feel
so much better.
You feel amazing. You
yeah.
feel like you can do anything. You don't have a job, you get a job.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Kind of a natural cocaine or something.
It is. You leave and you're high. That's why everybody's like, after class, chit-chatting all the time. They go out to eat, you know, because they're all pumped up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling. Mm-hmm.
But you also have to eat well, right, to get all the calories into your body because you're going to burn them all off.
You do. And, you know, I'm not a nutritionalist. I got a business degree. All I can say is what I do for myself.
Uh-huh.
And I try to eat clean. Mm. So if you look on the back of your, if you just look at everything you eat, look at the ingredients, whatever, if it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it, you are choosing something decent. Mm. But if you can't pronounce a couple of the ingredients, why would you eat it?
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy just to look at the back. Mm. Whatever the first ingredient is, that's the most percentage-wise. And then after that, that's the least. So you can tell what the food is in it, how it's made.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it might be like 100%, like 50% sodium.
Yeah.
Do you want to be bloated all day? That
that's
doesn't feel
true.
Good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
for me, it's usually like once I'm on that kick and I've been working out and in shape, the nutrition just naturally follows.
Mm.
Like,
exactly.
I feel like I just worked so hard. Why would I ruin it with a slice of pizza or something? Like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll get some sushi or a salad. Like, you know, it comes with it because you're feeling like your body's clean, your mind is clean, and you want to eat clean and put, you know, good food back, you know, into your body.
Right.
You'll see quicker results that way,
exactly.
too, I think.
It makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fuel. I mean, you're not going to go and put, like, orange juice in your car. You're going to put gasoline in it because your car needs gasoline.
Right. That's true. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead and plug everything so people can find you.
Okay. My name is Stephanie Bortz, B-O-R-T-Z. You can check out my Facebook, Stephanie Bortz at Facebook, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kokomo Kettlebell, K-O-K-O-M-O, Kettlebell, K-E-T-T-L-E-B-E-L-L.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
so people can find you
there. People can find me there.
And if they want to find you, like at one of the places that you have the classes, they can find it on your website too.
I'll just tell you where I'm at.
Okay.
I'm at a gym in West LA called The Gym LA. I teach Pilates there. And I'm at CrossFit Dark Horse in Sherman Oaks.
Mm.
I teach athletic stretching. And then I'm at a boot camp in West Hollywood called at Pan Pacific Park. And, you know, I don't remember the name of what she calls it. I work for a league. So it's on the website.
Okay. Sounds good. Everybody check her out. She's going to make you thinner and more toned and more muscular and whatever else you need to do. And she's a living proof that you can do it and do it quickly. So thanks for joining us, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
All the best to you, Mia. Thanks for making it.
I'm glad I came in today.
Yeah, I'm glad you came in. Not for very long, but you did. And it's nice to hear your voice. So thanks for coming.
You.
Now you can go back to sleep.
No. I'm up. I'm so. I'm legit. I'm probably gonna go work out.
Yeah.
Like not even kidding.
Cool. All right. Well, you know, just get a different clock.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Or use your iPhone now.
Yeah. That'll probably be my substitute for the time being.
Yeah.
Oh well.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.